All right, so you're listening to this podcast right now, London is Blue, and guess what? We host our podcast on anchor.fm. That's right. If you're looking to host your own podcast, this is the easiest free way to get started. It's got a content creation tool, allows you to record and the podcast right from a phone. That's right. Don't even need a computer, but you can do it there too. They'll also help you distribute it, which is probably the most challenging part. You don't want to have to mess with that. They got you covered. You can get it right on a Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as any other place podcasts are found. And you know what? You can monetize it too. Make a little cash for sharing your great content with the world. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one individual place. So you know what? Head over to your app store, download the Anchor app, or head to anchor.fm to get started if you're ready to launch your podcast and make it happen.
Hi, this is Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
This is William.
I'm Mason Mount. You're listening to the London is Blue podcast.
Hey, Chelsea fans, welcome back to another episode of the London is Blue podcast. Dan here alongside Nick. This is just a fun speculation-based episode about who Chelsea will maybe bring in as left back. Players like Ben Chilwell, Nicholas Tagliafico, all being rumored. Again, nothing concrete at the moment, just the most tangible links that Chelsea have identified right now. But Nick, a little bit of fun ahead of hashtag Project Restart.
That is correct. And we need your help. We need a bit of follower growth on the following platforms, Instagram and YouTube. Instagram at London Blue Pod. We're trying to publish some really cool custom graphics there and working with a really cool graphic designer to do that. So support us on that front. We're also doing a giveaway right now, so there's a little added incentive. And then go follow us on YouTube. We need to kind of bolster our YouTube audience. We've been publishing all of our most recent episodes as videos, so you can check out how we react to things, my many, many faces that I will go through in an episode. At London is Blue podcast on YouTube. You can find us. All of our player interviews are there. Everything is there. So go check those out and we'll see you there.
Welcome back, Chelsea fans, to another, that's right, episode of the London is Blue podcast, your favorite, hopefully, Chelsea podcast in all of the land. We have Nick back. Brandon absent again. He deserves a little time off, right, Nick?
Maybe. I don't know. He's been slacking so much this year. It's really tough to keep up with all the missed appearances. So I think he's probably going to have a fine coming his way unless he shapes up. I mean, it's the kind of disciplinarian I am on this show, you know, knowing that I'm the captain, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Well, with Brandon MIA, we are so lucky to be joined once again by Yannick, Chelsea Yannick, also a wonderful Olivier Giroud impersonator, coming in hot on this episode. Olivier, how do you feel about that new contract?
Well, obviously, I am from London and I am very happy to play for Chelsea with everything that's going on with the world at the moment. I did not want to go to Inter. I'm very happy to stay and fight for my place in the team and win a championship.
Well, really nice to get that championship. Random appearance from Olivier Giroud on a Sunday morning when we're recording this episode. But anyway, we are going to talk about a dire position of need, left back at Chelsea heading into the next season. So we know who we've got right now. We're going to make do with Alonso, Emerson, and even a very distant third backup in Ian Mattson for the remainder of this upcoming Premier League campaign, Project Restart.
Don't forget about Dave. We have Dave too.
Well, yeah, you can throw Dave on the other flank as well.
So, Left back by committee.
Yeah, it's so hard. I always think about him as the right back first, but then you forget about his amazing campaigns and left back basically just icing Felipe Luis out of a team and sending him back to Atletico Madrid. So anyway, yes, we also have to consider that as well. Fabrizio Romano, who almost announced the here we go Timo Werner, dropped a little tweet saying, Chelsea are also in talks with Leicester to sign Ben Chilwell. The left back wants to join the club. He knows Lampard wants him. Nicholas Tagliafico is on Chelsea's list of options if Chilwell deal collapses. So, Yan, I know you're aboard the Chili B train, as I think you're calling it, for Ben Chilwell. How do you feel?
All right, you're going to ask me how I feel. Yeah, let me talk. All right, but I'm not aboard particularly the Ben Chilwell train. I'm apparently aboard the Chili B nickname train, which is a very different train. They go in different directions. So I guess I'll talk about Ben Chilwell.
So they run perpendicular or they run parallel? It sounds like they run perpendicular.
I mean, Chile B trains kind of in a tangent universe, and I don't want to, like, you know, get into that. So I'll talk about the left back, Ben Chilwell, for the moment. First and foremost, Dan, as you so eloquently started the episode, yes, the ultimate problem position for Chelsea, and you listed off the left backs that we've got. Interestingly, Ian Matson, that you spoke about, he's obviously just penned a new long-term deal, and obviously Jody Morris and Lamps know him very, very well. I believe it's might have been Liam, your boy, who said that he actually, him or Simon Johnston, or both, because I know they work together on The Athletic, he said Matson actually is backing himself, or certainly has the ambition to grow into Chelsea's deputy left-back for next season. So, big. So already you've got, if we're buying a new one, you've got Alonso, Emerson and Azpilicueta in between for him to get through to become that second left-back. But regardless, in terms of the functionality and the systemic play, or the desired systemic play of Frank Lampard's Chelsea football, we need a new starting left-back. We need that quality to match the parallel flank of Reece James and basically offer the stuff to play how Frank Lampard wants. And sadly, neither Alonso or Emerson can deliver that. Alonso can be a goal-scoring left wing-back when you need him, so maybe we keep him, we'll see. But in terms of starting, that's what we need. Now, if you don't mind me continuing to ramble on about Ben Chilwell,
No, please, it's our podcast, but this is yours, son. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, with Ben Chilwell, beginning of the season, last season, top three left-backs in the Premier League. Starts for England. You say left-back Premier League a while ago, you go, well, Andy Robertson, because of how well he fits to Liverpool. Luca Dean, often gets forgot, absolutely amazing left-back. And Ben Chilwell, you know, very, very young, will get better, top class. But he basically, his form fell off a cliff around the turn of the year. Maybe that correlates with him being linked to other clubs. I don't know. But he performed like shit for ages. And everyone looked at that. We're looking at the alternatives, Tagliafico, Telles, older, established left-backs that would come in and seemingly do a better job. But in terms of how Frank Lampard wants to play, he obviously sees something in Chilwell that he wants and he thinks can work. So it's one of those trust the gaffer situations. I think we'd all be buzzing if he did sign, and then we could all jump on the Chile B train. Nick,
it's an interesting.
Are you punching your ticket to the train, the Chile B train, Nick?
Yeah, it kind of sounded like it there, man. Yeah, it's an interesting one, right? Because I think it's a hard. So not only is the price going to be a thing, and we'll talk about that in a second, but his form since the new year, whether he had the Chelsea cold, as we referenced the Bayern to Real Madrid cold for Havertz in the previous episode, or he, you know, just went through a rough patch. I mean, I think it would be a hard sell for Chelsea fans unless he comes back, you know, absolutely on fire for these final nine matches to justify spending a ton of money on him when there are far more cost-effective options out there. And so, you know, I know that Ashley Cole, at least it has been rumored that Ashley Cole said that he is the truth. And so, you know, I don't know whose opinion you trust more than Ashley Cole.
He did say that, by the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking at, you know, the source of kind of some of the respect, I mean, like Ashley Cole is the best ever to do it in the league. So I'm willing to entertain this. I don't know how it's going to all work out with the price, though, because, I mean, Leicester don't have to sell him. So they're in a stronger position than, you know, Havertz, you know, where he's going into the last year of his deal. So I don't know, Dan, what are your thoughts?
I think that's probably the crux of the issue for me, is that Leicester look likely, you know, if we kind of just take current form and maybe assume that the table ends the way it does currently, Leicester going back into the Champions League, that means they're going to get more money. They have Chilwell on long terms, so they are in complete control. The player is not in any control, really, other than trying to force a move out, which typically doesn't work the way that most players hope it does. So Chelsea are going to have to stump up. And according to Fabrizio and the report that they kind of put together in The Guardian, Leicester are going to want somewhere in the range of £65 million, which is exceptionally expensive. I mean, we kind of talk about this occasionally, that there's always a tax on talented English players. So we're seeing that because Ben Chilwell is a young English player. He would be great for...
That's why we're growing our own, Dan. We
exactly.
Why go spend a bunch of money on heirloom tomatoes from your neighbor when you could grow your own? Like, it's that.
Ben Chilwell, the same as
an
heirloom
tomato.
I did not
get that fucking reference.
Hell are you talking about?
I don't know if you've eaten really good tomatoes, yeah, but there's a huge
difference.
I've
eaten a good tomato, yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, anyway, Ben Chilwell is not a tomato. Ben Chilwell is a left back in English football. And so we're going to stay on that topic. But so I think the concern, to Jan's point, around the form dropping, the cost, maybe more like, what are the things, Jan, you see Chilwell does really well? And what are the concern areas? Because if we're buying him, we should have maybe a little perspective around what does he actually do well? What are the kind of opportunity things where he's going to need to continue to grow?
Cool. Good question, man. Yeah, so Squawker published a really good graphic on this, actually. They were comparing him to Tagliafico when the news was breaking that. They're the two options for Chelsea. Well, certainly Chilwell's the priority. Tagliafico's whatever, the potential backup. Long story short, Chilwell's offensive metrics are better. Tagliafico's defensive metrics are better. But like you were saying, Dan, Frank Lampard, he looks like he's all about attack from what we're doing. He's good at take-ons, he's good at crosses, like he's getting the ball in the box and carrying the ball into the box. And that's what Lampard likes. He's not really going to get you necessarily loads of goals. I don't think his expected assists are massive or anything, but he'll basically help you progress things forward more than I think the alternative. And if you don't mind me just picking up quickly on price, are we okay to bring it back to price for a minute?
Or of course.
Talk about that? Okay, cool. So yeah, originally, like I think it was Nick was just saying, or one of you, I forgot, excuse me, which one of you were saying that Leicester don't need to sell, which is true, right? And when they don't want to sell, even if the player wants to leave and asks to leave, they'll still charge £85 million for Harry Maguire. So that's where Leicester are at. Right, okay, so we know that. The fact of the matter is Chelsea apparently maintain a good relationship with Leicester that they forged since the N'Golo Kante sale, and indeed getting mugged for Danny Drinkwater. But apparently the relationship has been, obviously, fermented but continued. People have spoken about it, man. He's going to cost more because he's English, but also, more importantly, unlike the alternatives, he is younger, which is massive, and he has done it in the Premier League. He's been excellent in the Premier League. He hasn't been good for a little while, but he's been an excellent left-back in the Premier League. He's shown he can do it in this climate. You don't know what Tellez is going to do, what Alexandro is going to do, what Tagliafico is going to do when they have to move house, learn the squad, you know, learn the language, learn the speed and the physicality of the league. There's so many variables that come with risk that people and fans don't think about when this foreign player comes in. Ben Chilwell will bowl up at Chelsea, be like, "Oh, lads," you know, like knows most of them, you know, and there's so much to be said for that, you know, immediately forge chemistry and relationships and be like, "Yes, we're playing. Oh, who are we playing? I don't know, Southampton. Yeah, I know he plays like this. I'm going to go like that. We'll get round the right back like that. Okay, let's do it." Do you know what I mean? All these little things, you can't put a price on it for some Alexandro or someone just bombing, you know, dropping into London and being like, I'm trying to sort out my electricity bill and I don't understand because I had an argument with the guy who's fixed my sink and now I'm sad. You know, it's just random shit. I know I'm going off on a rant here, but there's so much shit. Ben Chilwell would just be no problem, no changes. And that's where a lot of the money is worth.
Alexandra wouldn't even know where to get his tomatoes. So, I mean, we have to think about that too.
I feel like I'm going to pay for that one for a long time. I think one of the hard things that you have for Chelsea, though, right, is especially supposing that you've already done business in the window. I think I would find it hard if, let's say, £65 million is the price, just for shits and giggles. I think it would be really, really hard to justify Ben Chilwell coming in when Werner costs £15 to £17 million less and is like a potential world-class style of player. Even if coming from a different league, Kai Havertz would be the same. You know, a bunch of these rumored targets would be the same. Is Ben Chilwell world-class?
Yeah, but that's an unfair comparison because all German reporters, like Honigstein, said Werner should be over 100 million. It's a buyout clause that Werner made sure was in his contract to ensure.
We did good business. I'm just asking, like, you know, price aside, is Ben Chilwell world class?
No.
So
not today.
Chili B is though, mate, and he's coming.
Yes, the alter ego. That would be my thing, because every Chelsea fan is going to look. Well, actually, all world football fans are going to look at the price tags of these players right now, right? Especially in a heightened, sensitive economic climate. And they're going to go, you know, for Timo Werner, where it feels like you've done good business, same with Ziyech and you know, probably looking back at Pulisic too. I mean, prior to the transfer window, that was some good business that you've got a signing to come in. Kovacic would be the same. Like, if it feels like a deal, you can persuade fans that, you know, hey, we've actually done a really good thing here and we capitalized on an opportunity.
It does not 15 million. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it does not feel that way, at least right now. If 65 million is the price for Chilwell, it doesn't feel that same thing to me. Which I think is totally unfair to him, by the way. Like, I'm just throwing out a scenario where I'm looking at, you know, potential fan reaction, which isn't the end all be all, but that one feels like we're maybe getting the wrong end of that deal again. We've already given them Danny Drinkwater. We don't need to do that again.
So thinking about that, so there are other options out there. This other names has been rumored. I think, the other popular name is Nicolas Tagliafico. We've all had a chance to see him play against Chelsea in the Champions League. So I think there's, unlike other players, we've had some limited exposure to him and understanding what he may or may not bring. I think opposite, and you talk about that Squawka graphic, Tagliafico ends up becoming the more defensive-minded option. And if you think about that, might not be moving us forward as regularly, might not kind of provide the same attacking threat. But on the flip side, might actually end up locking up our defense a little bit from where it has been this season.
Yeah. And my most sort of painful moments, I think, watching Chelsea. And this isn't, okay, so this is, I'm not going to just, this isn't me slagging off Alonso, right? I know what Alonso is, okay? He's got the turning circle of like a truck. And he's slow, right? He can't help that. He scores goals. He does what he's good at, whatever. So this is not me having a go at him. But there's just times where you need some recovery pace. And Azpilicueta hasn't, I mean, he runs, he busts the gut, but he hasn't really got this like recovery pace. And he is good on one-on-one defending, whichever flank. But when you see someone like Emerson just fell off a cliff and suddenly forgot what being a footballer was and someone runs past him, it's not that he can't catch him, he just didn't know what he was doing anymore, and sad story. But with Alonso, you watch someone turn him and roast him, and you just feel, as a Chelsea fan, as a spectator watching, you just feel so vulnerable. And to have someone playing in that position that you don't feel like that, that would be lovely, man. And if that is a defensive, like more defensively minded left back, and that, you know, and there's no slight on Tagliafico, because he was playing in Ajax, one of the most exciting attacking teams ever, you know, so the ability's there. And yeah, it's not a bad thing. I'd be keen to hear what Nick thinks on this, but I think a lot of us would just, a new left back would be good. And I mean, Nick, hearing from what you've been saying about Chilwell, I guess this would be your preference.
I mean, I think so, only because, you know, again, if you're going to play a goalie, four defenders, and then everyone else is going to be an attacking midfielder. At some point, you're going to get countered, right? And I think that's the, you know, much like you, when I was thinking about maybe inflection points during the season where it's like, ah, fuck, you know, like, of course we were going to get countered there. Of course there's an overload on that side because either you had a young Tomori and an Alonso, or you had an Emerson and a Zuma or a Chris, you know, you just kind of think about the combinations that we've played on that side this year. And there hasn't really been one. I think the one that Lampard found the most success with at the end was in a three back with Alonso as a wing back. And you had Tomori there with the recovery pace because he has serious speed. I mean, he's, you know, kind of sprinter speed. So I think a Tagliafico, is really interesting to me because he's a little older, a little bit more experienced. He's played in the Champions League and provides potentially Mattsson, like there's a bridge to Mattsson at that point, right? A clear one. So he comes in for 3 or 4 years and eventually there's a transition where a younger 19-year-old Mattsson is now a 23, 24-year-old Mattsson with a whole hell of a lot more experience. And you have Dave there as an emergency, you know, lever pull if needed. For left back. So I think there is some, at least for me, that makes a lot more sense and would provide a Tomori with a little bit more stability should he be the other center back on that side with someone who's maybe a little bit better defender.
Well, and then also gives us the option potentially to allow Tomori to unlock a little bit of his ball playing skills to kind of maybe press up a little bit further forward. You know, we've seen him at times this season carry forward and Alonso's actually like 15, 20 yards further ahead of him. So there is no back cover at all. I think that's a really good point in that if we've just signed Ian Mattsson to a long-term extension, I mean, you're doing that one of two things, right? Either you're viewing him as potential for first team at some point or kind of rotational substitute, or you're looking at him as being kind of a growth prospect and wanting to sell him in the future. And so if you bring in someone like Chilwell right after you sign Ian Mattsson to a longer term extension, talk about a demotivating factor for a player. That is, that's not great.
You know what the perfect example that is? That's Tarek Lamptey to Reece James.
Absolutely.
Because Tarek Lamptey is excellent and he was very promising and very highly rated before he went to Brighton. Obviously, he had that amazing cameo against Arsenal when he came on. But as soon as he's like, of course, as P and Reece James, he's like, Reece James is something you do. It's all about Reece. It's just no chance. I shouldn't be here. So yeah, like you say, it's the perfect example of that.
Yeah. So I think that's the other thing that I would consider. And if, you know, if we kind of talked, you know, we've talked to Chelsea Youth before, Phil on our episodes, and he's kind of, you know, sung the praises of Mattsson. You know, if we view him as a future starter, it doesn't make sense to me to spend highly to get Chilwell into the team when then, you know, because everything's a finite resource, right? Players are finite resources. Their contract terms are finite resources. The money that we have to spend in the market is a finite resource. And so if we're looking at it all in the larger context, if I save 30 million pounds, get Nicolas Tagliafico in and can assert him for that 2 to 3 years when he's in prime kind of, you know, 26, 27 playing years, that then gives Mattsson hope that he can kind of be the eventual starter, allows us to move out of Emerson. I probably think that you would end up keeping Alonso. That would be my preference if we're going to keep one of the two. I don't know. I mean, like, I think it makes, you can make a case for it either way. I guess as we kind of round it out, where are you thinking you'd like to see us sign? So let's answer the question of who are you signing, right? Like, if you had a choice between Nicolas Tagliafico, if you had a choice between Chilwell, and then the kind of final question is like, what does our depth chart look like for left back next season? Like, who are you keeping and who's going amongst Alonso, Emerson? You know, Aspie won't leave. Maybe Mattsson goes on alone. Again, Jan's the guest, so I'm going to throw to Nick first and put him on the spot with the first call to action.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed you being host, Dan. I think here's the weird place I would go with this, because I do not believe Chelsea are done playing a three back in the near future. I think Lampard would prefer to play four at the back and you know, figure out a 4-2-3-1 or a 4-3-3 or a 4-0-6 or whatever the thing is going to be. But I would try and sell Emerson. I would send Mattsson on a really good loan, championship or somewhere where he's going to play a lot next year, because Chelsea don't know, you know, like Jan said earlier, Chelsea don't know if he can do it at that or that, you know, thereabout level. So I think they need to understand if he can before they slot him in as a deputy. And I keep Alonso for one more year because I don't think anything is going to, I don't think you're going to get rid of both of them in this window. I don't think that's realistic at all, but I think Emerson's probably the more flexible of the options to sell. And then you figure out, you know, if you do play a three back, if Alonso can spell Tagliafico next year, and then you have Dave as an emergency option. So that's what I would do.
Well, yeah. So I think Dave is a right back now moving forward. I think he is the deputy in many ways to Reece James. I think he swaps. I think if we play a three back system, he might even play right centre back behind Reece James and marshal him. So I think that's the options on the right. And I think there's two very good options on the right. I think for left back, I agree with Nick. I think Emerson's got good value to sell. He is a good player when he wants to be. And if you look at his Europa League winning campaign, his Sarri campaign, certainly the latter stages, he played some great football when he was combining with Loftus-Cheek and Hazard on the left. He knows how to combine with quality. So I think there'll be value in that. I can see him going, you know, Juventus or Inter or whatever. Again, to agree with the captain of our ship here, Alonso has value as a wing back. And not only that, I think Lampard likes his scoring ability. I think not only do I think he could play left wing back, I think if he keeps Alonso in the squad, I think you might even see him in like a 4-4-2 left mid. I genuinely think that might happen at one point. It's a bit of a wild call, but I see it happening. He has played in the front three, I think very, very briefly at the end of a game. I think he's been pushed forwards at one point, but I see him like occupying that space that he likes to occupy with someone behind him for a bit, just in his autumn years at Chelsea or autumn year. I think Maatsen stays personally. I think Lampard would see value in keeping him in the first team and training him in his football and just playing him in like maybe youth games, but training him with the squad and saying like, this is what I want you to do. And if I need to drop you in, mate, you drop in. I do think they've got that much faith in him. And when it comes to first choice left back, I understand the ethos, the philosophy that Dan, you said with, you know, disheartening Maatsen and all that and Tagliafico coming in. But to echo my previous sentiments of risk of foreign players coming in and this, that and the other, and Frank Lampard's what he wants in terms of a shape of player and dynamic. And he said before so many times how important fullbacks are. Look at Liverpool. Liverpool's midfielders are just presses. They don't do anything else. Everything that happens to Liverpool as a Champions League winning team is on the flanks. Fullbacks, wingers, fullbacks, wingers. If they're so important in modern football, if you want to be the best, the very best, you need to know exactly what you want out of your fullbacks. I think Frank Lampard sees exactly what he wants in the shape of Ben Chilwell. I think he wants to get him. I think Ian Maatsen's just going to have to back himself. They're both young. If Chilwell drops off, he knows what to do now. I know what Frank Lampard wants in this left back. I can muscle him out. He'll have to believe in himself, and maybe he can. But I think Chilly B, mate.
Ooh.
Mic drop.
Man, all right. You were just setting yourself up for that all episode.
All right, so I'll round it out here. I agree, Jan, with the idea of having Maatsen stay. I think it makes a lot of sense for him, especially if, you know, the new first-choice left back gets injured. I would almost imagine that if Maatsen's at a good point, he might jump over an Alonso staying in my world, versus potentially Alonso moving up into a starting position if Maatsen can accelerate his growth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lampard is very clearly shown he doesn't care what your age is. If you're the one impressing in training, if you're the one, you know, just absolutely, you know, being unplayable, he's going to put you into that starting 11. So I think if Maatsen is bet on himself with this contract, he should continue to bet on himself, forcing to stay and forcing to be in the team next season. I agree that Emerson would be the one that I would most like to see kind of transition out. And I think that he kind of just actually serves as a blocker to someone like Maatsen. And then I totally hear you with the idea that, you know, I mean, he's really a top three left back in the Premier League with the Chile train. But I would say, again, going back to my finite resources, if you could get someone like Kai Havertz in and you could bridge for a couple years with Tagliatelle, you got to do it. You got to roll with Tagliatelle and let him drive for a couple seasons and go just a touch cheaper, not pay the English tax, and bring in someone with that pedigree, kind of playing at, you know, against Europe's elite.
Isn't like bringing in Chilwell over Maatsen like bringing in Kai Havertz over Mason Mount? You know, isn't it the same thing?
I don't think so. I mean, that when I asked you your like the question earlier about whether or not he's like a world class option, Like, yeah. I think we all...
Yeah, yeah, no, I take the point.
We all believe that Kai Havertz will eventually be, you know, up there, right? Whether he is right now at 20 years old, you know, can argue. Mm. I don't know what the ceiling is for Chilwell. I don't get the sense that it's the same kind of level. So if you're going to bring in one of those guys, I know where I'd spend my money.
Can I just say, absolute scenes in 7 months' time when you get me on again as a guest and Ben Chilwell's one man in the match against Manchester City. And you'll all be, I'm going to make a little song about Chile. I mean, I don't give a shit about Chile, B. I'm just on the memes right now. But I'm going to make you guys sing a song together. You, Brandon, and Dan in harmony.
Hey,
look, if he comes in, he gets backed 100%. I think it's, to me, it's more of a, again, if we only have limited resources, if we're trying to figure out where we can solidify this squad for the next 5 to 10 years, again, if we have the money to do both. Get Chilwell. If, you know, Ashley Cole and Frank Lampard want the guy, go and back him. One of the biggest concerns that people have had over the past 5, 10 years is not believing that the club has backed the manager. Very clearly, we've shown so far that Lampard is getting backed with some really significant signings here. And if they want to back him with Chilwell, and they can also do Havertz, that's great. To me, if it's a choice between one or two, I'm going Havertz and continuing to load up on our attack.
I'm just a little bit worried that your sound logic is going to sway the listener's opinion off the train.
Oh, come on, ride the train. Choo-choo, come on and ride.
And yeah, we will sing that song as soon as we have photo evidence of your Croatian flag.
You know what? Marco's put me in as an acknowledgement in his book for that.
Look, you know, I did the blue beard. I paid my debt.
Yeah.
On the betting train.
Okay, I'll just send you a WhatsApp just to you, Nick, about 12 midnight.
I personally don't need it. I want the world to see.
All
it.
Right. We are rounding it out. With this episode, let us know what you're thinking. Are you thinking Chilwell? Are you thinking Tagliafico? Are you thinking that we should try a late run at Telles to try to disrupt whatever PSG is doing? Let us know what you're thinking about left back, a top area of concern for Chelsea this coming season. We've got to thank you, Ian, for coming back on, bringing the love, bringing some wonderful Chelsea conversation. As always, you've got some other stuff going on too. Like, you're doing some new stuff with Ian's Yard. You probably should talk about that and get people going to it.
I mean, obviously, just come check me out on Football Therapy on YouTube, Chelsea-related stuff. But I do have a second channel called Jan's Yard if you're interested on not necessarily just Chelsea stuff, more just unfiltered Jan, which I'm sure you've had enough of. Check out Jan's Yard. But cheers. Yeah, pleasure. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Unfiltered Jan, by the way, the best Jan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, Jan, you have like 1,000 different Twitter avies too. So Chelsea, Yannick, football, like... Tell everyone where to find you. We want to make sure that people are going to
support. It's okay. All right. So I tell you what, Chelsea Yannick, I've got an army of adoring followers, so I don't need any more than that. In Instagram and Twitter, at Football Yannick.
Wonderful. Well, Nick, again, as always, it was pretty good.
I'm here.
It's filling a seat, the DDB. All right. That's going to wrap us up. We are done for this episode. We'll bring in a little bit of Leicester callback there at the end. Anyway, no Brandon, but we will be back with more episodes next time. Until then, Chelsea fans, keep blue flag flying high.